Today's shiur is Masechet Tmura Daf Tezayin. We will begin on Tezvav Amud Beis, 6 lines from the wide lines. It's not Hassan. We learned that the Mishnah Masechet Soita, Mishneis Yosef ben Yezer is trader. After Yosef ben Yezer is trader passed away, Yosef ben Yochanan is Shulayim, Batlu Eshkoilus. The people who are known as the Eshkoilus no longer lived. Rashi's definition of Eshkoilus is an individual who has Torah and Yerushmayim and Gemilas Chasodim. Others say it's Torah and Avodin Gemilas Chasodim. Other Rishonim I saw say it means people who are, who remember their learning, who are great Talmidei Chachamim. It's interesting to explain, as the Gemara says, what is a shkoilus? Ish shahakoboy, a person who has all of these great attributes. So I saw a very nice pshat that we know that the midah, that the trait, the character trait that HaKadosh Baruch Hu particularly despises is geizah. And what the Gemara means to say here is that from when these people passed away, Batlu Hashkoilus means that people should, Batlu, this concept that people should not think that they are the greatest, that people should have the proper humility, Batlu, that stopped. And Gaiva came to the world. Along the same lines, I talk a slow pshat, that Hashkoilus means Ish Shahakal Boy. He has great attributes, but Hakloboy, he keeps them inside, he doesn't publicize them. And along these lines, the Mefarshim explained that we know that when the Meraglim came to Eretz Yisrael to see the land, the particular item that they took, as the Pasuk says, V'yivoya nachal eshko, V'yichru so misham zmoira, V'eshko anovim echod, So the Pasuk says that they particularly took the Eshkol. Why did they specifically take an Eshkol, a cluster of grapes? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that we know that because of the Aveira of the Meraglim, Klai Yisrael were destined to remain in Eretz Yisrael for another 40 years. And during those 40 years, different things happened to us. And because of the different experiences that we had during those 40 years, ultimately Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to go to Eretz Yisrael. But what happened was the Yichrusu Eshkoilus, they tore off the Eshkoilus. Because of what they did here, the Eshkoilus, Moshe Rabbeinu, who's certainly a representative of the Ish Shahakoboy, no longer could survive because Moshe Rabbeinu, because of the Chet of the Meraglim. Along the same lines, I saw that it doesn't only speak about Moshe Rabbeinu, but it actually speaks about Klal Yisrael. Because of the chait of the Meraglim, Klal Yisrael did not ultimately get into Eretz Yisrael, and because Klal Yisrael didn't get into Eretz Yisrael, had they gotten into Eretz Yisrael immediately, they would have never come without the chait of Meraglim, and the Beis Hamikdash would have been built. All of the great calamities that unfortunately came to Klal Yisrael over the years, we could have avoided, and that's why it's called Batlu Hashkoilus. Our life, a life of Hashkoilus, would have never have happened had we not had this Aveira. And that's why the Pasuk is called, that's why they, the Karsu Hashkoil, they tore off an Eshkoil. Continues the Gemara. All the Eshkoilus that stood for Klal Yisrael, the Moshe Atzim Yosef ben Yezer, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until the death of Yosef ben Yezer, Haylemen Torah K'Moshe Rabbeinu. They were able to study Torah just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yikam Ve'Eluch. However, afterwards, Lo Haylemen Torah K'Moshe Rabbeinu, they no longer were able to learn Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu. Ask the Gemara, is that true that until this time they were able to learn Torah on this high level? V'Amar Yehuda M'Shmuel. during the time that Moshe Rabbeinu, after Moshe Rabbeinu's Avelis, they forgot 3,000 halachas. And I saw the Mefarshim explain that why did they forget 3,000 halachas? Either it was because the Avelis of Moshe Rabbeinu caused them that they should not be able to learn properly, and once they weren't able to learn properly, they forgot halacha. And according to this pshat, we understand why the Torah says, "V'yitamu yumei b'chi eva Moshe," that immediately after the 30th day, they stopped mourning Moshe Rabbeinu's death, because every day that they were mourning his death, they were forgetting more halachas. And there's an interesting pshat from the Yin Yaakov. The Yin Yaakov says, "How comes 3,000 halachas?" He says that just like the halacha is that we are supposed to learn every day, we're supposed to say every day 100 brachas, we're also supposed to learn 100 halachas every day. So in the course of 30 days, they forgot 3,000 halachas. And again, and that's why they were so anxious to end the Avelis of Moshe, because every day that they had that Avelis, they were forgetting more halachas. I did see other Mefarshim say that pshat is that since they didn't actually keep the Avelis of Moshe Rabbeinu properly, that that's the reason they forgot the halachas. And another pshat is very much connected to what we're about to learn in a few moments from Yeshua, that because of Yeshua they forgot all of those halachas. So how can we say that during his time they were learning halacha on such a high level, when we see that they forgot 3,000 halachas in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu already? Answers the Gemara. D'shtakach lo shtakach. The halachas that they forgot, they indeed forgot. The Gemara and Lai have Gemara and Moshe Rabbeinu, but the halachas that they learned, what they learned, they were able to learn on the same level as they did in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ask the Gemara, V'tan Mishmeis Moshe, from when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, Im Rabu Mitam Timu, Rabu Tarim Taru. So we see that there was Machlaikis that's set into Klal Yisrael. And again, people weren't learning the way they should have. So how can we say it was at the same level as it was in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu? Answer the Gemara, lieber than that. Their comprehension wasn't the same as it was in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Nigma have a Gevir Moshe Rabbeinu. But what they did learn, they learned properly like in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mesnisa Tana. Continues the Gemara, we learned in a Braisa. Kol Ashkol Shom Luisom Moshe, Ach Shemesh Yosef Ben Yosef Ish Tzveida, Lehoi Ben Shum Doifi. They were perfect. Mikam Ve'elach. Afterwards, the leadership of Klai Yisrael wasn't of such a great stature. Hoi Ben Shum Doifi. Ask the Gemara, is this true that the level of leadership of Klai Yisrael decreased? Ask the Gemara, V'tanya Mais B'choser Echad. There was an incident with a specific chassid, Shoyganech Milibay. He was having heart pain. Bishal Rifan. And they asked the doctors what could be done on his behalf. There is no remedy for him. Every morning he has to suck hot milk from a goat. So they brought a goat. The Koshlan Karimitasai. And they tied it to the legs of his bed. And he would nurse, suck the milk. So the next day, his colleagues came to visit him. Kim and Shiroes, when they saw the goat tied to the bed, this person has a robber in his home, and we want to go visit him. And they found that the only sin that he actually had was that sin that he had this goat in his house. He too, in his part when he died, he said, "Yodei ba'atzmi, I could say about myself, the only sin I have is this goat. Shavata b'veri chaveri, I transgressed what Chazal said. Shrei amru chachamim, for Chazal have taught us, ein megalon behem medaka betesor. We're not allowed to have a behem medaka betesor. So the question is." We see, as we'll see in a minute, that they were great people. So the Farshim explained why you're not allowed to have a Behem Medaka in Yisrael. Because the Behem Medakas typically wander into other people's field. And since they typically wander into other people's field, we need to be concerned that they will that they're going to end up eating what they're not supposed to be eating. And as the Tzitz Eliezer says indeed in the Tshuva, nowadays, when where there's an accepted principle amongst all the people that they are allowed to have Behemoth Dakin and Yisrael, this rule no longer applies. So the Farshim asked, this person was obviously, as we're learning, sick. So he had the Behemoth Dakin in his home because he's sick. So why is the Gemara saying that this is the only thing that he did wrong? What's wrong about having a Behemoth Dakin if you're sick? So some of Farshim explained that he was a Cholish Ein Bei Sekana, that's the approach the Mashal follows, and since he was a Cholish Ein Bei Sekana, a Cholish Ein Bei Sekana is not, we don't have the same leniency. Which of course the Mefarshim ask, that even though indeed the halacha is that we don't have the same leniencies by a Cholish Ein Bei Sekana as by a Cholish Yesh Bei Sekana, still, a Cholish Ein Bei Sekana is supposed to take a medicine, we're allowed to be lenient for him. So why here were Chazal upset that he took it? So some explain that the heter by Cholish Ein Bei Sekana is only as he's taking the medicine. Here, he had this tied to his bed, not just while he was taking the medicine, but he had tied to the bed all the time. Along the same line, that since he was taking this medicine for quite a while, there is no heter for Cholish Ein Bei Sekana to continue doing something wrong for a long duration. Another pshat is that people that, even though we're lenient for a Cholish Ein Bei Sekana, that's only when it doesn't cause other people a loss. But here, as we're learning, it caused other people a loss. We can't be lenient just because there's a Cholish Ein Bei Sekana. Another pshat is that he should have done that. There was actually he should have publicized that he has this animal because he's a Cholish Ein Bei Sekana. And yet another pshat that I saw is that it's actually a machloikis if a Cholish Ein Bei Sekana is allowed to take this, is allowed to do something like this. And he felt that he was allowed to, but not everybody is in agreement with him. But there are other opinions. The opinion of the Meiri is that he was a Cholish Yesh Bei Sekana. But even though he was a Cholish Yesh Bei Sekana, a Cholish Yesh Bei Sekana, but if he's an Adam Gadol, he's a great individual, has no right to do something like this unless he notifies people that this is the situation, or he shouldn't even do it. He shouldn't do it if it's causing a loss to other people. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman discusses, let's understand this Gemara, he says. What happens here in this Gemara, he says, is that they started looking for his Averis. Why were they looking for his Averis? So Rabbi Chanan explains that part of Bikur Cholim is not just to go visit the sick person and see what he needs. Of course, that's part of Bikur Cholim. He says another part of Bikur Cholim is actually to see that nobody gets sick, he says, unless they did an Avera, and to see what possible Avera this person might have done that would have caused him to get sick. And he says, it's very interesting, they obviously discovered only this one Avera. He must have been a very great individual. How did they know, says Rabbi Chanan, that this was the only Avera that he transgressed? So Rabbi Chanan says that the people who came to see him were obviously Tanoim. And Tanoim are great enough to know what Averis a person did. Not only Averis that are noticeable to all, but even Averis that are not noticeable, like this Tana, they were able to see that he had an animal. What about other Averis? They were able to tell a great what his status was regarding all Averis. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara is teaching us here a tremendous lesson. The lesson that our Gemara is teaching us is that it's common practice that if we find a person who did one Avera, we're quick to assume that he must have been doing other Averis as well. In our Gemara, we find just the opposite. They found indeed that he did an Avera, but they didn't immediately assume that if he did this Avera, he must have done other Averis as well. On the contrary, the Gemara's assumption is that he only did this Avera and he did no other Averis. The Kaimon continues the Gemara to get to the point of the question. The kalhechad amem ma'is b'chasa echad. Wherever in Shas we have that the Gemara says ma'is b'chasa echad, it either means oy Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba or Rabbi Yehuda ben Loi. Now, says the Gemara, Rabbanan b'asu yoyis ben Yoza is straight the dori dori hava. These people lived many years after Yosef ben Yezer. So how are we saying, asked the Gemara, that the Ish HaShkoilis died at the time of Yosef ben Yezer? We see that they lived so many years later. So Mefarshim asked, isn't there an obvious teretz? We did see that he did one Aveira, the Aveira of this. So what do we say? What's the Gemara's question? So some Mefarshim answer, the one Aveira isn't considered a very serious Aveira. And that's why the Gemara's question is still a very good question. He obviously is, these people were obviously great people. Another pshat, as we said a few moments ago. What these people did, what he did was based on his understanding of the halacha. You can't call a person a bala aveira if he does something based on his understanding of the halacha. Another pshat that I saw is that when the Gemara speaks about being a bala aveira, it means an Aveira that affects his leadership. This Aveira had nothing to do with his leadership. And yet, another teretz that I saw is that, yes, he might have done this Aveira, but he only did this Aveira after he was appointed the leader. Our Gemara is referring to Aveiras that took place prior to him. Because Agamar is referring to the Averis that he did prior to becoming a leader. After they did a leader, we have no recollection of them doing any Avera. So where do we see that they're Bali Avera? That we're saying that the Bali Avera began at the time, that Isha Ashkoilis stopped at the time of Yosef and Yez and Yosef, Amr of Yosef, Doif Yosemich Tani. What we refer to here is that at that time, the first real Machloikis in Klai Yisrael began, which means as follows. There's a machloik. We know that when a carbon is brought, the halacha is you have to do smicha. Now the question is, may smicha be done on yontif? Because you're not allowed to be mishtamish with a balchai, and putting your hands on a balchai is actually considered maybe being mishtamish balchai. And there was a machloikis which went on for many years about that subject. And as the mefarshim explained, there were machloikis before, but unlike the machloikis that took place before, they always came, though all those machloikis, they came to resolution. This machloikis, they never came to resolution. It was a machloikis that remained in Klai Yisrael for so many years, and that's why the Gemara is saying that was unique about the machloikis in that time. Others say that the machloikis that we find took place were machloikis about new issues that came up. This is the first machloikis that we find, which was regarding an issue that was in place from years before. Kabbalists go back to the beginning of the Midbar. And that's what, this is the first machloikis that we find that type of machloikis. Ask the Gemara, so why are we saying that it happened the time after Yosef and Yezer died? But Yosef ben Yezer gufa miflik plagi b'smicha. He's one of the man d'armi that argue regarding smicha. Answer the Gemara, keep iflik by b'soif shneya, the batzaliva. It wasn't during his entire lifetime that they had this machlaikis. The machlaikis of smicha only happened towards the end of his life. Earlier in his life, they didn't have machlaikis. Gufa, continues the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Mishmu. There was 3,000 halachas that were forgotten during the time of the Avelis of Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar Yeshua, so Moshe Rabbeinu, before he was about to leave the world, told Yeshua, Sha'al, ask me any questions that you have. Amar Lahem, Sha'al, so ask any questions. The Klai Yisrael said, Sha'al, go ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you back the halachas. The Torah is not in heaven, and I can't get it back. Machlokes in the Mefarshim, if he means through Nevuah or through the Orim V'Tumim. Amlem Shmuel Sha'al, so he told Shmuel, you ask. Amlem Eila Mitzvahs, Shana Navi Rishoy L'chadishto Matar. I can't get the answer through Nevuah. So there are obviously, the first question that we're going to discuss is what the Alshich discusses. He says, yes, a Navi is not supposed to come up with a new Navi, not supposed to come up with halacha. But here we are in a very serious situation. We're in a situation where there's no one else to answer. So shouldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them the ability to get the answer and that they shouldn't forget the halacha? So he says a very powerful vart. He says that one of the fundamentals of our religion is Shazoysa Torah Lo Yisayit Mechlefes. The Torah is the Torah the way it was and the way it always will be. If there'll be an ability for Torah to be changed, if there will be an ability that you could have Torah through Nevuah, then that will break the entire basis of our religion. Better that these halachas should remain forgotten. Better that they should remain forgotten versus that the cost of starting that people could say that we have a right to change the halacha. But now the question is, if they came to Yeshua and Yeshua wasn't able to answer them, why did they go back later generations to Shmuel? Furthermore, if we look at the wording of the answer, the wording isn't identical. Shmuel, Yeshua said, Loi b'shamayim hi. And Shmuel said, She'ein anovi rishoy l'chadish. So they're not really saying the exact same thing. So how do we, are they saying the same or not? Most Mepharshim explain that they were actually saying the same thing. Just they were using different wording to say the same thing. Or as I saw some Mepharshim suggest, what it really means is that Yeshua and Shmuel actually were debating what is the source for this halacha of Loi b'shamayim. They both agreed they were debating the source. Another pshat I saw, connected to what we just learned a few moments ago, Yeshua, they wanted she give an answer through the Urim v'Tumim, and Shmuel, they wanted she give an answer through Nevuah. And that's why they use different wording, because the questions weren't really the exact same question, and that's why they didn't give the exact same answer. But another pshat that I saw is, the time that Yeshua had forgotten the halacha, what was right was not long, it was just right after it was forgotten. So they told Yeshua, maybe you could work in trying to remember the halacha, as we indeed will see. And that's why he tried, but said, I can't get you the answer through Nevuah. Shmuel was many years later. So they turned to Shmuel and told Shmuel, it's quite obvious that we will not be able, that we're not going to get back to halacha through learning. Because it's all these years and we haven't gotten it back. We're not going to get it back now. So we're not going to get it back that way. Maybe we could get it back through Nevuah. To which Shmuel responded, right? But then the Mepharshim asks that we do find in different places that the Gemara says that they forgot halachas and shachem the chazda v'yazdam, and they were then reminded. For example, the Gemara says that the mansbach, which are Gemara Masechta the Megillah, which are the letters that have different lettering when they're used at the end of the word, were letters that were forgotten and then remembered. So how can we say that the Navi has no right to paskin, that we can't rely on a Navi? So simple teretz that many Mepharshim say is that when the Gemara uses these words, Nav Shachem v'chaz v'yazdam, is only when it wasn't through Nevuah, it was through learning. Another teretz that I saw is that the Navi is not allowed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him an answer. And in fact, the Mepharshim say that that was the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and all other Nevi'im. All other Nevi'im are indeed not allowed to make a request of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to make a request of Hashem. And in fact, I saw from the Sam Sefer, that's why if somebody forgets his learning, he should try to connect himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had this special attribute. Another pshat that I saw is that, because the very famous Gemara, that the Bas Koil came out, that regarding the machlokes by Shammai and by Hillel, elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim, the halacha like by Hillel. But the question is, how can we rely on a bas koil if our Gemara is saying is loy b'shamayim hi? So the answer is that over there the halacha was like by Hillel, because by Hillel was actually the roy. In order to establish that what they were doing was right, and that they were following the opinion of Beis Hillel correctly, that's why they had a bas koil. But it wasn't that the bas koil passed in the shaila. Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, and this is how it gets connected to our sugya. Av chata shemesu v'leo v'shtakal me ev l'shal Moshe. This halacha about a chata shemesu v'leo was forgotten during that time. Amar l'pinchas, so they came to Pinchas and they said sh'al. Amar l'm levi sh'mayin yi. Amar l'l lezer, amar l'm eila mitzvahs, she'enir navi v'shoy l'chadish tov v'me'atam. As Mepharshim explained, Pinchas and Elazar actually lived before Shmuel. So why were they mentioned only now later? So Mepharshim explained, because Pinchas and Elazar were only asked about this specific halacha, and the reason they were asked about this specific halacha because it has to do with Kabbonis, and they were Kohanim. So first the Gemara speaks about all of the halachas. After the Gemara speaks about all of the halachas, the Gemara focuses on these specific halachas. And furthermore, the Mepharshim explained that Pinchas was on a higher madrega even than Elazar and his father. And that's why first they approached Pinchas, and when Pinchas wasn't able to answer, they attempted to go to his father Elazar. Says the Gemara, Amri Yudav Merav, B'shor Shanifta Moshe Rabbeinu Gan Eden. When Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, Amri Yishol, ask of me any question you may have. Omar, loy, some Yeshua said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Rebbe, klum hanachticha shachas v'lachti l'makom acher, did I ever leave you and go elsewhere? Loy kach kasachtavi, haven't you written about me? U'mashar su Yeshua benon na lo yomish b'toich oil? So, why are you worried that I forgot anything? Says the Gemara, Yeah, Tashish Kaifa Shemaisha, Moshe Rabbeinu was upset. So Mepharshim all tried to understand why was Moshe Rabbeinu upset if Yeshua remembers all of the halacha. So I saw that the Mepharshim explained that, because Pash Pshat is, it's hard to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was angry that he's saying this. So I saw one Pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu, as every Magid Shir and every great leader, saw that his purpose in the world is to teach Torah. So as long as Yeshua was there learning Torah from him, Moshe Rabbeinu saw for himself a purpose in this world. But now he's telling Yeshua, now Yeshua is telling him, I don't need you, so to speak. My learning is complete. So Moshe Rabbeinu felt that he has no further purpose in the world. Another pshat that I saw, very interesting pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu thought that Yeshua was great because he was an individual who had perfected himself and there was nobody else on that madrega. But now, Yeshua was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that my greatness is not because I'm in some way greater. My greatness is because I'm a nar lo yomish mitoich oil. I sit and learn all of the time. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, if that's what makes you so great, so then I could have had many more Talmidim. Why did I only have you as a Talmud? Shouldn't have I had so many more Talmidim? So I saw a beautiful vart from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav explains. He says, from here we see what it is to be, what is our attitude to learning supposed to be. He says, our attitude to learning is that, yes, for example, he says, that when a child is in day school, so he doesn't only learn Limudei Kodesh. Of course he has to learn Limudei Chol. But all of the Limudei Chol that he learned are connected to his learning. It's now Lo Yomish Mitoich HaOil. Even his Limudei Chol are there only to supplement and to support his learning. And that's what Yeshua said about himself. I might have been busy with other things. We're all human beings, and we all have to do other things. But I was in the madrega of Nar Lo Yomish B'Toich HaOil. So because of what happened here, He's got 300 halachas. The novel I Shimon and Sfeikas, and he had 700 questions. From the Klai Yisrael Harbin. Klai Yisrael wanted to kill him because of what happened here. They forgot his learning. Unlike Rish Baruch Hu, so Rish Baruch Hu told him, L'cha Yefshir, Lai L'cha Yefshir. I can't tell to you, as we learned, Lai B'Shemayim Yir. But my advice to you is, Leich B'Tardim M'Chama. Go to M'Chama. Shanem V'Yi Akhmet Mais Hashem, V'Yom Hashem, let's go to war. So Pash Pashan the Gemara is, go to war, and they'll be busy, and they won't be focused on you. Another pshat is, Leich v'tardim ha-mechama, means the mechamta shal Torah. Go and learn, and if you'll harva, and you'll learn, you will be able to remember what was forgotten. Another pshat that I saw, a very beautiful pshat, that when people are in war, there's typically more unity amongst Klal Yisrael. So the saying is, here we see disunity amongst Klal Yisrael. They want to kill you. My recommendation to you is Leich v'tardam v'mechama, and if you'll go to Mechama and there'll be unity, you won't have to be worried about them wanting to hurt you. The Mesnis and Tana, El v'shev v'meiz kal v'chamurim, 1700 kal chaymers, v'gzeri shavis, v'diduke seifrim. The Duke Seifrim and the Mefarshim explain is that many times we find that a Mishnah makes a list. That's called the Duke Seifrim. The Shtaklu v'mei Evel Shemayisha were all forgotten during the Avel Shemayisha Rebbe. But says the Gemara, Omer of the law, Abdekei Nechzir Masneva and Knas B'tuch Papula. Masneva and Knas, through his pilpul, was able to bring him back. Machlekes and Mefarshim, if he was able to bring back all of them, or only certain portions of them. The Mefarshim also point out that Asniel ben Knas, how could he bring back a Gzeru Shava? We know that the halacha is, we mentioned many times, that ain't Adam done Gzeru Shava me'atzmai, you can't make up your own Gzeru Shava. So Mefarshim explained that to make up your own Gzeru Shava isn't permissible. But here we're referring to Gzeru Shavas that already existed, and all they wanted to do was take to remember them, that he had the ability to do. Another pshat that I saw, a very interesting pshat, is that when did this take place, that he was able to remind them of the halachas that he forgot? This took place during the Sfira. And that's why the Mefarshim explained that the Sfira is the time where somebody can have specific hatzlocha in learning. And that's when people should devote themselves more to learning. Shenema, v'yikudei asmir ben knas, achi kol v'akotnu menu, v'yitin lais achsebita l'isha. What happened was they had forgotten the halachas, and what Kalev said was that whoever will remember the halacha, I will give him my daughter achsa. V'lom enokushma achsa. And he was the one that indeed got to that madrega and was able to marry achsa. Ask the Gemara v'lom enokushma achsa. Why was her name achsa? Says the Gemara shekol, Haroya Oysa Kais Alishta. Whoever saw her would get angry at his wife. Pashup Shat, he would get angry at his wife because she was so much more beautiful than all other women. But another pshat that I saw is that the reason they get angry at their wives because she was more, had more tznius than all other women. Here too, the Mefarshim asked the question that what happened was that Kalev said, whoever will be able to return all these halachas, I will give him my daughter as a wife. And we find that the Gemara says that people who acted that way, the Gemara considers inappropriate, like Eliezer with Rivka. So why here is Kalev not addressed? Why is it not addressed? The Kalev shouldn't have said it. Who knows who would have been the person that came back? So Mefarshim explained that Kalev had no concern, because certainly only a great person would be the person that could bring back these halachas. And therefore he was confident that he had nothing to worry about, who would be the person bringing back these halachas. So the Pasuk says that Achsa asks her husband, Asniel ben Knas, for permission to go to her father to ask for some support. If he doesn't have food, he immediately begins to cry. Kach ishi kim shein lo tfu b'tach beisa. As soon as she has no food, b'yatzekus, she immediately begins to cry. V'tam t'nali bracha ki eretz hagenav nisatani. Ba'ish renuva kol toiva. Posh pshat is that she was saying we don't have support. Another pshat is that he had given her a field, but she's saying that the field you gave me was a very poor quality, and it's not able to support us. V'nesakli gulus mayin. Adam shein by tarel bavad. My husband is a talmid chacham. All he does all day is just learn. V'yitam ha'esgulus olis ha'esgulus tachtas. Oh, and Misha called Rosie El Yoimim, Petachtonim Shaloi, somebody who's such a great Talmud Chacham, Yvakshim and Menem Zoyas, he needs support. So, Posh Pshat, as Rashi explains, is that Talmid Chachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports them. And therefore, your husband is such a great Talmud Chacham, you don't need to be worried about support. Another Pshat that I saw is that there are two ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. There's Ness, and there's Teva. And he was saying to her, your husband is certainly a person who is Nisim, who's run by Nisim, and therefore he needs not to worry. But then I saw another pshat that in fact he was saying, a person who's learning, and a person who's married to a person who's learning, shouldn't be thinking about money. You have a different life. You have a life of Ruchnias. Ask the Gemara, the Kolabek Knashu, was Kalev the son of Knas? The like Kalev ben Yefunahu. Wasn't Kalev the son of Yefunah? My Yefunah? Says the Gemara, Shapana me'atzis meraglim, that he was separated himself from all the other meraglim. Says the Gemara, Bakati ben Knasu, he wasn't a son of Knas, ben Chetzranhu, the Ksiva Kalev ben Chetzran hoiled as Azuva, and as the Gemara explains, Azuva was Miriam, and she was called Azuva because people left her because she got sick with the Taras. But we see he was the son of Chetzron, not the son of Knas. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Chargei the Knas Ava. Yes, he was the son of Chetzron, but Chetzron died, and Knas was his stepfather, and Knas was the person that raised him, and that's why he was called Ben Knas. So from here, the Paiskim say that we see that somebody who is raised by someone else could be considered as if he's his child. And the Paiskim discuss, could he be called up to the Torah by the name of his stepfather? And the Paiskim, there's an interesting truth from the Ksam Sofer. The Ksam Sofer makes a distinction if this stepfather has his own children or has no real children. And he wants to say that if he has real children, then his stepchildren should not be called up to the Torah with his name. If, on the other hand, he only has adopted stepchildren, then he can be called up to the Torah by his stepfather's name. The discussion that I saw the Aruch HaShulchan and other Paiskim discuss is what is the halacha if a get was written, and we know that when a get is written, we have to be extremely careful in the way the names are written. And what is the halacha if a get was written and the name of the woman has her stepfather's name, not her real father's name? Would that disqualify the get? And as we're learning now in our Gemara, the Aruch HaShulchan says that somebody, we see that he was called on the name of his stepfather, and therefore having a stepfather's name written in a get would not be a disqualification. Tana, says the Gemara further, who Asnil, who Yavetz. Asnil and Yavetz are actually one and the same. Umashmoy, what was his real name? Yehuda Achish Shimon Shmoy. His name was Yehuda, the brother of Shimon. Asnil, why is he called Asnil? Shuk Ono Kael. He was answered by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yatz, Yoatz, Veribet Torah Yisroel. He spread Torah in Klai Yisroel. Umanawan asked the Gemara Shuk Ono Kael, that it was indeed answered by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Ksiv Yikra Yavetz Lelkei Yisroel Lema. If you will bless me and you will increase my borders, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him what he asked for. Explains the Gemara, what does this mean? I should have success in learning. Verbasis Gevulah B'Talmidim, that we should, I should have more Talmidim. So I saw the Reb Nachum Prajavitz, the Miri Rosh Hashiva, explain that here we see that we have a person as great Talmud Chacham, as the Gemara just described, a Sneil Ben Knas. That isn't necessarily a formula for success in learning. On top of his being such a great Talmud Chacham, in order for him to succeed in learning, he has to daven and hope that his tefillah will be responded to. The Sisa Mary, she's dominantly reigned Kamaisi, that will have friends who will be like me, that will be interested in learning. Levilti Atzmi Shle Yitzveni Yitzahar Malishnais, the Yitzahar should pull me away from learning. Imata Oisakei Mutav, Vimlav Harein Hoylech Lissisa Lashol, I will go down to the grave. Yad Yavel Kim Shol. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says from here that what do we learn from this Gemara? He says that we learn from here that if a person wants to learn, and he says that his learning is so important to him that without learning he has no life, then we learn that his tefillah will be answered and his learning will be successful. But if a person's attitude to learning is not an attitude that it's an issue of life and death, then he won't succeed in learning, and he can't necessarily expect that his tefillahs should be answered. But if he does daven and understands that learning is all that he has, then he will be successful. Furthermore, he says, from here we see that very much success in learning requires colleagues and talmidim, and that's how one succeeds in learning. Said the Mark Yitzadava at the Oymer. We have a similar pasuk. Rosh Ish Techachin, a poor and a average person, Nifkashu meet Meir Einem Shteim Hashem. B'shosh Talmud Hoylech Etz Rav V'Oymloi Lamdeni Tari. When a Talmud asks the Rebbe, teach me, Im Lamdoi Meir Einem Shteim Hashem. They both grow. B'Talmidai Yoyse Mekulam. V'Mla Osh V'Rosh Nifkashu Oyse Kulam Hashem. Misha also chacham was there. This person until now was a chacham. Also, a tipish can now become a tipish, and tipish as a, and the one who was till now a tipish, also a chasam. Zu mishnas Reb Nosson. This is where Reb Nosson quotes. Reb Yehuda Nosi Omer. Inter v'chein v'per v'rivya. He said, if I will have children, for basis kavula v'bonim v'bonis, v'yosi moy b'masa matan, I'll be successful in business. V'sis v'shloim mechash roish mechash naim mechash naim. I should be healthy. Levilti atz bishlei zveni yitzahar malishnais, imata oiske mutav, mevlach hareni lechel v'nisise shol, I will go to the grave. V'yat, and says the Pasuk, v'yovi lo elkebos shol, since he davened with such sincerity, his tefillos were answered. Ki yosef davat omer, rosh v'ish t'chochim, nifkishu, mei eini shnei ma'ashem, v'shor sh'ani hoylech etzel ba'abayis, ba'am panaseini, when a poor person comes and asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for support. If he supports him, great. Mutaf. Memlaav oni rosh nifkashu oisa kulam Hashem. Misha asa asha lezeh oisa oisa oni oni lezeh oisa oisa oni. These are the people that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu could turn the tables one on the other. And that's why Tana says in Pirkei Avos that one of the memches kinyonim through which Torah we succeed in learning is oyev eset stokas. Oyev stokas means that you learn to teach others. That's called oyev stokas, and somebody who's oyev stokas succeeds in his learning. So we learned in the Mishnah, a machloikis, that there are chamish chattis amesis, there are four chattis that are left to die, and the Mishnah discusses what is the halacha by chatas atzibur? And Rav Shimon said, since some of the halachas of chatas amesis, the halacha of tamura and the halacha of lat chatas, are not passable by chatas atzibur, that's why the other halachas aren't either. Tana Rav Shimon Aymer, chamish chatas amesis. There are five chatas that the halacha is that they left to die. Vlat chatas, tamura's chatas, chatas amesis bala, chatas shikipur bala, and chatas ivrishnasa. You can't speak about Vlad Chattis, Lufish Ein Chattis Nekev B'Tzibur, and the Tzibur never brings in the Kevah. As we discussed in our previous year. So now the question is, we don't know what is the halacha. And therefore we would think, they should apply both by Yochav and Tzibur. Amr, to which we respond, just like those halachas are only applicable by Chatz Yochav, not by Chatz Tzibur, Asher Kippur B'Lev Shiva Shinasa are only said the Yochid Var Mamurim, only by Chatis Yochid are they Meser B'Lev Tzibur. Ask them about Chidonim Efsher Mishi Efsher. These three halachas, as the Gemara just explained, are absolutely only applicable by Chatis Tzibur, by Chatis Yochid, not by Chatis Tzibur. But the other cases, which were applicable both by Chatis Tzibur and Chatis Yochid, maybe that halacha should be that the halacha mace applies. So Mefarshim asked, throughout Shas, it's a machlokes, and there are opinions that say, Donan Efshe Mishi Efshe. So why are we so quick to say over here that ain't Donan Efshe Mishi Efshe? So Mefarshim explained that even the man Muhammad that holds Donan Efshe Mishi Efshe says it only when it's a hekish. But by a svaro, everybody agrees that ain't Donan Efshir, Mishi Efshir. Says the Gemara, this is the way to understand Rav Shimon's opinion. Rav Shimon b'chad makom gamur. Rav Shimon was speaking about one set of circumstances, which means, Amar Eish Lakish, Abba Nitnulhem. We've been explaining from our previous year already that there are five Chatas HaMesis. But actually, only four of them have our Lachul Mashim Sinai. We didn't know which one is the fifth one. And because we didn't know which one is the fifth one, so Chazal said by all five it should be left to die. V'sakadata b'tzibur, hanach me'esna b'tzibur, it could have never been said by tzibur. Because as we just said, there's a maximum of two cases that there could be even a havamina to say chatas me'esna b'tzibur. Alakarcha, yom etzosim ha'mefurish, it also must be speaking about a chatas ha-yochid, that's chamish chatas me'esis, by chatas ha-tzibur, it's yirat she'yistof. So the Mefarshim ask, is this a raya that we are machmer by our local Mashmah Sinai? And therefore, since it's five cases, there are four cases, but we don't know which one, we have to be machmer by five. So is this a raya that whenever we have a suffix on our local Mashmah Sinai, we ought to be machmer? Say to Mefarshim, it's not a compelling raya. The Mefarshim explained that here we're referring to a situation where if we're not going to say that this halacha should apply in all four, five cases, then the entire halacha Moshe Sinai will fall away. For an entire halacha Moshe Sinai to fall away, that we certainly can't allow. Rav Nosson gives a different way of understanding. Achas Netlehem. There was only one case that was said that the chata should be left to die. But again, they didn't know which one. V'mideh al-chamish. So they applied it to all five cases. So the Gemara assumes that they must have known if it's a chatas yochid and a chatas tzibur. V'lechsi, so shouldn't they first see the haisid regarmalu regarding what category of chatas was it said, either yochid or tzibur? So the Gemara shtei shechishachu. First of all, they forgot was it said regarding chatas yochid and chatas tzibur, and then they also forgot regarding which specific case was it said, the kashlu, and therefore they had the following question. If we're going to say it's only referring to Chatzis HaTzibur, Hanach Misna B'Tzibur, three of the five cases aren't applicable by Tzibur. El Shema Mina, it must be Yom Tzosim Mefurish, Ma Mefurish, that all five cases are only applicable to Yochid V'Lev Tzibur, Asosim V'Lev Tzibur, we don't know which case it refers to, but it must be by Yochid, by Chatzis HaTzibur, there is no din of Chatzis Mesa.